It's very hard to believe that it's been a year since we lost Ivan Dean Sandy here in Winona Lake, Indiana. You know, maybe some of you listening to this on iTunes or the other platforms might not know who Ivan Dean Sandy was. And let me just tell you, he was one of the best human beings that I've ever had the privilege of knowing. He worked at Grace College, Alfred Dining, as a dishwasher and a custodian. Like, he would clean the bathrooms and clean the ice cream machine out and do a lot of that stuff. But that was only, like, part of what he did. Dean Sandy was a guy that volunteered to the utmost in the community. I mean, whether it was a jail Bible study, you know, like actually in the Kosciuszko County Jail or the work release, or a Bible study over at Community Grace Brethren Church in Warsaw that ex-convicts and people who minister to them had gone to. You know, he would work at those things as a volunteer. You know, he didn't get paid. You know, he was working for the Lord and not for man doing that. Same thing with the Awanas or Awana games. You know, game night scorekeeper, I think, was what his game time scorekeeper, I think, was what his title was. But he did that for a lot of years and worked with Splash and lots of other kids' ministries. But more than the things he did in the community, I just want to talk about the kind of friend he was to me. Dean Sandy was a loyal friend, a very loyal friend. He was the kind of guy who, if you had a predicament in your life, he would try and help you with it the best he could, no matter what it was that you needed him to do. You know, if you needed him to try to invent a way to sew something together, he would try and do it, you know. Or if you needed him to try and, you know, like, help repair something, he would be willing to help do it. And that was so meaningful to me. Because, you know, it's something I'll always remember, is just how he was so loving and so giving of his time and his energy to everything. You know, he would come pick me up sometimes at my house on his golf cart to go to work, just out of the goodness of his heart. Or he would just randomly, I mean, we had scheduled Dairy Queen days, but some days, he would just come up to the door and say, "Hey, Clint, you want to go to Dairy Queen tonight?" And I was like, "Yeah, dude." Because, you know, I'm a single guy. I'm a bachelor, so I don't really have that much going on. Unless, you know, sometimes I would have things with people. But most of the time when Dean came up, I would just say, "Yeah, dude, that sounds sweet. Let's do it." And so we would travel down to Dairy Queen from Grace Campus after my shift got over on his golf cart. You know, sometimes that meant going out on King's Highway, because that's the way Dean wanted to go. And sometimes that was a little bit scary, because it's a high traffic road, but the Lord kept us safe. And, you know, anyways, Dean probably had better judgment than me. He probably, usually I'm the guy that's overreacting to things and needs to take a chill pill. So Dean knew what he was doing, and he did it with an enthusiasm and a grace and a passion that I wish more of today's folks would do things with. So we'd go down to Dairy Queen multiple times a week, and he would know every single person there a lot of times. And if he didn't know them, he would still talk to them. He was sometimes would tease a guy if like Dean, he was You know, his hairline was receding. But it was all in good fun. He wasn't putting him down or anything. You know, I think people understood that about Dean. He just liked to have fun and, you know, he'd tease you. But it was a good kind of teasing. It wasn't bullying, you know, like some kids in schools today do. Dean Sandy was never a bully. Dean Sandy just had good-hearted and good-natured fun. And we went to Dairy Queen a lot and got to know the people there, you know, through several different managers and several different, you know, staffs and crews that worked there. I think my favorite times were when Sidney Troyer had talked to Jerry Nolan and we could get the, instead of taking fries with our burger and drink and lizard, we could get cheese curds mixed in with that at the same price because we went there all the time. So I think they did that. They did that as a favor for us. That's not something most people got to do. And I don't know the new owners, so I don't do that anymore. In fact, I usually get the chicken strip basket now. But going to Dairy Queen is not as fun without Dean. Like, a lot of times I'll just walk down there and walk my food all the way back to my house. Whereas if I was there with Dean, we would not only eat our meal there, but he would socialize with about half of the restaurant. And it was so cool just to see. He'd be like, "Hey, do I know you?" And then he'd be like, "Oh, yeah, you're that person that was, you know, got baptized at church last week. Or that, you know, was a teacher in the community or whatever it might be." Dean always knew everyone. And he didn't know a stranger. If he didn't know you right when he, you know, introduced himself to you, he would get to know you really, really soon because that's the kind of guy Dean was. And I think everyone should know just what a sweet guy Dean was. He had a heart that was filled with enthusiasm and compassion. Sorry, I'm yawning. I'm kind of tired. I should have done this earlier in the day, but I didn't. If I zone out and this records forever, that'd be chaos. But yeah, I just wanted to get this in. It probably won't even post until the 16th on iTunes. I think there's a little delay or lag, but I wanted to get this in about Dean Sandy. Dean, what else was I going to say? You know, Dean was one of those guys that loved to sing hymns. He was encyclopedic with his memory and recall of about every hymn known to man. All the deeply beloved hymns of the faith, Dino would sing with enthusiasm and joy. And, you know, he would sing the national anthem at tennis, golf stuff, at Grays, at actual athletic contests. He sang it at Grace's Got Talent, the fundraiser for the ladies soccer team back in, I think, 2015 or 16. You know, and God gave him a love of music, and he was able to live that out and able to help others learn to love music through the things they did in conjunction with him. And I thought that was cool because he, like, through his music that he sang and through the tunes that he sang, Jesus was glorified every step of the way. You know, everything Dean did had a purpose for the Savior. And, you know, he would film the basketball games for our basketball team. And he always did a great job. He always brought his A game, and he would record the games, and so that way Coach Kessler and his staff could go back and look at what had gone wrong and kind of correct it. But he would film, and he would sometimes he would even sing the anthem for certain games, not always varsity basketball games, but lots of different kinds of games. And along his line of singing, like, he would know about, like I said, about every hymn that was ever recorded. And he also knew songs like Father Abraham. I remember one time we were heading home after the Indiana Tech scrimmage on the road in Fort Wayne. And he had the whole bus absolutely rocking and rolling, you know, singing it, all the words. And wow, I've almost gone 11 minutes, and I'm starting to yawn, so I think this is going to be a lot shorter than I intended it to be, because I'm getting kind of just yawny. Not going to go to bed yet, going to do a lot of stuff before I go to bed, but wanted to get something up, you know, maybe on the 2-year anniversary or just some random time. I'll do a longer podcast about my friend Dean Sandy. But much love for Dean Sandy. I miss him like crazy. And, you know, I hope many of you listening have had the chance to meet him. And if you haven't, that you'll get to in heaven. Rest in peace, Dean Sandy. I love you and I miss you.